You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. What if the answer you've been looking for has already been sent to you? What if your guides, your mentors, your soul family, whatever form that takes for you, what if they've already responded to your requests and your questions? What if they've already placed the signposts exactly where you needed them to be, and they've already said the thing you most needed to hear already? And what if the only reason you haven't connected with their guidance yet is simply that the world around you is too loud? Hearing and being guided is in constant flow. It's coming towards you all the time. Receiving it is not on any kind of conditional basis either. It's not about how evolved you are or how diligently you've practiced your practices, or even whether you asked your question in quite the right way, or even maybe feel like you do or don't deserve an answer. The magical energetic world is in continuous communication with you. What changes is not whether the signal is being sent, because it is. What changes is whether you are in a condition to receive it. Your magical team is talking, and the question we're exploring today is a simple one. Are you listening? This is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and on the show this week, we're talking about silence, what it actually is, why it matters so much more than most people realise, and how creating even small pockets of silence in your day can open you up to a quality of guidance and connection from your spirit team that has been available to you all along. Now, before I go any further, I want to draw a distinction that I think is going to make everything else on today's show land more clearly. And that is a distinction that there ought to be made between your human senses and your extended senses. They're not the same thing at all. And understanding the difference is really, I believe, the foundation of what we're going to be exploring. Because your human senses, sight, hearing, touch, taste, smell, well, they're exactly what they're designed to be. They're navigational tools for a three-dimensional world. They allow you to move through physical reality, to read your environment, to be alert to what's happening or maybe even about to happen. And they help you to stay safe, to interact with what's directly in front of you in a way that means you can engage with it, read it, see it, observe it. They are, I suppose, your survival equipment. But in my opinion, they are really clumsy and they're restrictive and restricted. And really, they can only help out on what is on the physical plane. So they're limited and they're built for this world and this world alone. Now, your extended senses, though, they are something else entirely. They are unlimited and they are exquisitely refined, and they are the means by which you have always connected with all that is and how all that is connects with you. So, with the energetic reality that underlies and surrounds the physical one, your guides, your soul family, the universal consciousness that's always communicating, that's how they reach you. They're not going to use your physical senses, although you might pick up on things in that way. Actually, the easiest and most straightforward way for you to be able to communicate with your guides, your soul family, with the universal consciousness, is to use your extended senses, because they don't have any boundaries or limitations, and they certainly don't switch off when there's nothing physically present to report on. They're there all the time. They're part of you, and they're part of you that already knows things before your human senses can even confirm them. So it's the part of you that fills a room before you walk into it, or the way you can sense something is off before anyone has said a word. And it's something that wakes you up from your night's sleep the moment just before the alarm clock goes off. These are your extended senses, but they actually go far beyond that. Your human senses are extraordinarily loud. They demand constant attention. And they get it, because the world you live in is structured entirely around those senses. It's why we have them. The noise of modern life, and I don't mean only literal sound, I mean the mental static and emotional chatter and the digital pull and all the social demands and responsibilities and just relentless requirement for you to be switched on and responsive to those senses every moment that's available. So that is the noise, I mean, that is running through you, and it fills every available space that is available to it. And when every space is full, there's simply no room for the subtler signal of your extended senses to actually break through. And that's why silence matters. And it's also why I believe silence might be misunderstood, because silence is not being in a quiet place. Silence is a deliberate act of switching off the human senses so that your extended ones can be amplified instead. It's like stepping out of one operating system and into another. And you don't have to do anything more than choose that shift in order to get there. In many ways, you're already of the silence and you're being impacted by the noise. So another way of looking at this is to say, if you can just switch off the noise, then the rest of your senses are permanently already active. It's just you can't access them particularly easily with all that noise going on. You're already doing it. You already have been doing it. You've always been doing it. So there's nothing else that you actually need to do except release a little bit of the dependency on the third dimensional senses that you're using. I think people sometimes assume that accessing their extended senses requires a particular practice or setting or having a particular level of experience or having to be coached. I don't think so. In my opinion, you are born with all of your extended senses wide open. You might have forgotten how to use them or forgotten how to access them, but I think that's because you are so concerned with accessing the physical human senses that you have. So silence can be something as simple as sitting in your living room with a book. It can be, but I would be saying to you, do you know what we're trying to do is not read a book We're not trying to listen to music tinkling in the background. We're not trying to burn a perfumed candle in the room to give a smell or an ambience. We don't need incense, because all of those things are actually activating the very human senses that we're trying to dial right down. You're creating a very simple space for blanket silence. It's a radio silence. You're creating a simple sensory silence so that when the noise drops away enough, something else has the opportunity to fully come through.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Today we're exploring the distinction between human senses and extended ones to a certain degree, and why sensory silence is a condition under which your extended senses can really, really do what they were built for. And that's because they don't have to compete. I used to lead a developmental circle, and newcomers told me that for them, silence, when I suggested go radio silent for a while, try and cut out your 3D senses, they said that silence felt a little bit unfamiliar, even uncomfortable at first. But I encouraged them. I would say to them, look, you incarnated with all of your extended senses in place, and then your human senses were overlaid onto those extended senses. And because it's so important for you to be safe whilst you're navigating and negotiating a third dimensional incarnation, you will have been trained from the first moment that your human senses are the ones that you must be paying attention to all the time. And even if they're not active, your mind will want to immediately fill the gap that a sensory silence makes. And I used to say to them, it's okay. It's okay if you try and meditate in the silence and your brain seems to want to fill you up with to-do lists and things that you didn't get from the shops and something that needs to be picked up from the laundrette or anything else. It's okay. Just wait a little bit longer in your meditation, in that moment. Recenter your thoughts into that silence that allows the brain to settle. And as soon as the brain, the mind stops filling the gaps, you'll be able to easily re-access and remember how to use your extended senses. And it used to work for them, because what they realized was that it's conditioning that fills every gap, and stillness can initially feel very strange, and the mind, which is constantly inputting, is conditioned that way, is going to resist without having anything to do, and it needs a job, and so therefore it will find something to do, you know. And what they find is once they achieve a certain mastery over this, then their channeling, their mediumship, but most of all, the conversations that they have with their guides, helpers, mentors, teams, teachers, it all starts to flow so much more naturally. The human operating system is doing what it is trained to do. And so what we're really suggesting is when you go into that silence, that sensory silence, we are trying to switch out of the human operating system and into a different one. So with a little patience, everybody in my circles, they used to get this, right? Maybe some persistence even, something eventually shifted. So the resistance they had to the silence was what the major problem was. And as soon as they settled And as soon as they allowed that silence, something amazing always opened up for them. Their inner reception to their extended senses opened right up. So the channels were always there. They were always fully activated. Your guides, your magical support team, your mentors or elementals, your soul family, angels, whatever form it takes for you, they are transmitting to you continuously, and they're listening continuously to what you're calling for help with, for what you're asking for guidance for. They don't stop. They persist, because reaching you is really important. But what they need from you is to allow them this space so that they can reach you. Now, they're not going to give up. If you miss their signal, if you miss it many, many times, all they'll do is keep going. Ask me how I know, right? They're remarkably persistent and patient and creative, actually, about finding ways to reach you if you're missing what it is that they're trying to say. But if you've been asking and you've been waiting to receive an answer, and for example, you think you might have missed it, really don't worry. They're going to keep trying until it's received. What I would suggest you do is go into the sensory silence, because then you're going to be able to hear them that much more clearly. Now, my guides usually communicate with me directly. They channel into my energy field, and then their messages are kind of translated by my energy field. That's the mechanics of how I work. And then they're recognized by my inner mind. And I'm very fortunate, because I can chat all day, every day, if I want to my guides or anybody else's. It's how it works for me. And I'm sure many of you will have your own version of this as well. You get tapped into how this communication works best for you, and then you can pick up the guidance with such a lot of clarity. Now, a while back, I know I must have been missing a sign. Well, I've assumed I'm missing a sign. It might have just been a playfulness that my guides had. What would happen is they would send me little white feathers, and I mentioned this in another one of my shows, really fluffy, soft little feathers, beautiful, turning up in all sorts of amazing places, on pathways, caught on the end of holly leaves, they were inside a pocket. One occasion, one blew right in through an open window and landed on my computer keyboard. And it kept happening every single day until finally it felt like play. It was like, I wonder what they're going to do today in order to send me this feather. Though in some ways, I'm not sure if that was the right question. Maybe the right question was, why are you sending me feathers? Anyway, so as soon as I started to see these feathers all the time, I just knew it, right? As soon as something arrives at least three times, I know it has to be a message that's trying to get through. And something was going on, and my guides were trying to get my attention in an entirely different way. Quite likely then, my human senses were blocking some messages that they were trying to get to me. That's the way I would interpret it. Now, feathers are not my usual communication frequency at all. Physical signs are not typically the way my guides reach out to me. So when they chose something as soft and whimsical as a little fluffy feather arriving in increasingly improbable ways and places, I just couldn't dismiss it. It was so visual to me. And it was unmistakably then you start to get a sense of the energy of the messages coming through, and you know when something has been sent. But arriving through a channel I wasn't expecting was what confused me. And that unexpectedness was precisely, I think, what needed to make the fact that what needed to happen in order for me to recognize that they were trying to get a message through, but for some reason I wasn't receiving it. So my guides were trying to convey a message, and because they couldn't get it through to me in any other way, they rather unusually started to choose this feather as a device to say, Amanda, excuse us, we're trying to reach you. could you please tune in with home? So signs, synchronicities, they all work like that. Sometimes it means your guides will choose something that catches you slightly off guard, a bit like that feather did for me, something outside your usual way of working, because that's what will make you stop and pay more attention. A feather turning up in improbable places certainly did it. But it can also be like someone will say a sentence and one word in that sentence will suddenly catch your attention at exactly the right moment. Or you might switch on the radio and there is a song and the lyrics in the song answers the very question that has been turning over in your mind. A number keeps showing up. Maybe you'll be at a checkout at a supermarket and somebody will say something and you realise that is the answer that you've been waiting for. Maybe there's a bird, a creature that shows up repeatedly. I don't think these are ever coincidences. They're forms of communication, and your guides and helpers will either directly try and communicate with you directly through your extended senses, or they might use somebody else's extended senses, or they use nature. But whatever it is, they will start arriving on repeat, because your magical team knows that if you miss your message, it's important that they keep going so that you finally do take delivery of it. And if that means that you miss it the first time, great, they'll send it a second time, third attempt, and they will keep going until the message goes home. So if these messages are trying to reach you and your guides are doing such a phenomenal job of trying to help you, I used to also say to everyone in my circles that it would be really polite of them if they could make time on a regular basis to be open to receive those messages, because their guides are trying to send them through. If they can go sensory silent for a little bit, even if it's 10 minutes every day, it just means that their guides don't have to try so hard to get the messages to them. It seems crazy to me that I could be asking for help and then I refuse to make time for whoever it is that's actually trying to come and help me. And another thing, the messages and the signs are going to come in a series. One leads to the next, and each one, for example, might be a little bit harder to ignore than the last. I certainly found that with my feathers. But as soon as you pick up the message, as soon as I said, "Ah, I get it, you're trying to get a message through to me," do you know, the feathers stopped. As soon as I acknowledged it, as soon as I said inwardly or out aloud, "Yep, I see it," well, the persistence stopped. I must have been missing something that my guides were telling me, or they were trying to get my attention, or they wouldn't have showered me with fluffy white feathers like that. So they could have been using the feathers instead of channeling, as they typically did, to either really catch my attention, which of course it did, or to play and have a bit of whimsy with me while reminding it was time to check in with them. But whatever it was, the message was received and I went into a sensory silence in order to then communicate with them, deliberately choosing to do this. Because once you acknowledge their message, you can then be guided to the next, and the next, and the next after that. And it's less like receiving just a single unique transmission and more like entering into an unfolding dialogue between you and the divine intelligence that is watching over you, looking out for you and trying to convey messages to you. But you can't hear these guiding lights if you're always in noise. So you have to move and you have to meet them halfway and you have to do it openly and willingly. And you do this by enabling them to be the loudest voice in the silence.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
We've been exploring about the continuous nature of guidance that surrounds you, that's trying to reach you, and about silence, sensory silence, as the means by which you tune fully into that guidance, and also you allow the guidance to tune fully into you. All you do, you just have to make a choice, a conscious change, to switch the 3D noise off, resting your human senses and letting your extended senses do what they're designed to do for a while instead. So this year, I structured my calendar in a very different way because I wanted to experiment and see what happened if I did. I divided the weeks of the year into odd and even numbered weeks, with the odd weeks being focused on my client work and my banking and my admin and the business of running a busy therapy practice and a full-on family life. And the even numbered weeks, well, I just didn't plan anything. I left that space entirely open for pure potentiality to pay me a visit. Well, what's this got to do with the silence I've been talking about? Everything, because the space deliberately created a silence for whatever wanted to arrive. Whatever wanted to come into my life, whether it's a communication or an action or some kind of event, whatever wanted to come in from the universal energy fields, because I hadn't filled it with all of that sensory noise, these even pure potentiality weeks, the universal energy, well, I see, she's made space for us. And you know, it's been awesome doing it. I'm still in this experiment, and it's the way I'm going to, I think, choose to set up my life as much as I can for the foreseeable future, because there have been so many things that I didn't fully anticipate would happen when I set that sensory silence, that pure potentiality week up. But now I know that the reason those weeks always leave me awestruck with downloads and guidance and magic and many unexpected delightful things energetically, it's because I cleared the space. These weeks, these even weeks, they function as a form of removing all the human noise of obligations and outputs and responsibilities and being on point. And instead, I just bask in the energy and I wait. I think that's a form of silence, isn't it? It must be a sensory silence, because all of the responsibilities I have, which are so important to me, I want to do a great job. I group those together and I don't expect to be in a sensory silence during those weeks. But in my even weeks, in my weeks of pure potentiality, then the silence is what I want the most. So it's the white noise, it's the static that prevents you from hearing what your extended senses are trying to deliver to you, they're trying to convey to you. So my weeks of surrendering into the potentiality of what is in the energetic oceans taps me straight back into my extended senses and far, far away from my human ones. The guidance arriving in those open potentiality weeks has been remarkable in its clarity and its timing, and also the depth of the connection and the information that's being conveyed. And when you create that space for yourself too, and you allow yourself to feel into your extended senses, well, all things are going to become possible for you as well. I can't believe some of the amazing things that have become possible for me this year. And I put it down to the fact that these wonderful things have been trying to reach me, but there's been so much noise, so much static, that they simply haven't been able to arrive. The message simply has not been getting through. So this is the thing I want you to take away most from my show today. If you want to hear your guides and receive the answers to the questions you might have been asking, receive the signposting to help you on your way, You simply need to create a condition that blocks out your human senses and reveals your non-human ones. My question to you now is, where, for example, can you create your silence so that you're not distracted from hearing the incredibly precious messages and guidance from your magical team? I know that they're sending you messages and answers. I know they're always offering you guidance. It's designed for you to be connected in this way with them. And they will be very chatty, especially at this time, with everything which is so topsy-turvy on the planet. I think tuning in will really help you. Your magical team is talking. They're always talking. But are you listening? Find that silent space where you can deliberately shut out anything that's going to stimulate any of your human senses. So there's nothing that's going to activate your sight or your hearing or your touch, your taste or your smell. I'd like you to temporarily cut yourself off from needing any of your human senses and allow your magnificent extended senses to enter the field instead. Even the smallest gap in the noise means that something might be heard. And when something arrives into that wonderful gap that you've made, and it might be a thought that feels remarkable in some way, or an idea, or a clear feeling, or a sensation, or some kind of image, a realization you hadn't had before. I describe these as lightning bolts of objective clarity, right? Acknowledge it. Say, oh, I've received that. And I always respond with my inner voice, and I say inside of myself, thank you. I've received it. Thank you. Thank you for getting that message to me. I really needed that. And as you acknowledge your friends in the energetic realms, they're going to rejoice because everyone loves to be acknowledged, don't they? And the more you acknowledge and are grateful, the more the conversation deepens. I love to watch for patterns. It's one of the reasons why I like energy work so much. And I'm pretty good with patterns. And I ask my guides to show me something. And I say to them, show me, tell me something, but I'd like you to do it three times. Because each time I like to be shown in a subtly different way. You may have heard people say the universe sends messages in threes, and I agree with this. I think it does. Well, it does seem to me that, I suppose, there is no way you can question a message or a sign or a signal that you've actually received clearly three times, even if it's in different ways. I can't tell you how many feathers I received. Easily, it must have been in the tens, maybe even 20. And each time it was different. It was like, look at what we've done with the feather this time, Amanda. It was such good fun. So how would you feel about choosing to not activate your human senses for a while? How would you feel about doing this just to see what happens if you decided to not activate those human senses first? Just to give your extended senses a few minutes in which they're not being drowned out by everything that your human ones are processing and going on about. And then if some kind of message arrives or guidance arrives or an illumination arrives, that could be anything. It could be a sign. It could be that flash of unexpected clarity that I was mentioning. Receive it with gratitude and say thank you and ask quietly and openly, what comes next? What do you wish for me to know now? And then pay attention to what follows, because something will follow. Your guides will never let you down. And if you're wondering right now what it is you need most guidance for, let your guides take the lead with it. Say, what do I need to know at this time? And then go into sensory silence and allow them to convey that to you. They know what you need now, and they know what you will need next. And in my experience, by even the time you've asked the question, your guides will already be trying to get the answer to you. And so the invitation today, I suppose, is to make enough silence so that you can actually hear what they are saying. Your magical team is talking. Are you listening? That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life.